Yeah, so my girlfriend just got an implant in her arm that is basically birth control. That's not the story, however.
That's cool.
Yeah, it is cool. It is cool. It's the future.
Really
cool.
The future is being smart.
But so at Planned Parenthood, they have, you know, the condom bowl. So then she saw there was a female condom, and she was interested on what it was.
Dental dam.
So,
yeah, the dental dam.
Yeah, it basically just looks like a pop filter for my mic. So I said, if anything, if it doesn't work, I have an extra pop filter to put in front of any guest that I have over his mic. So yeah, probably going to be doing that.
Remind me to never use a backup microphone that you have. Disgusting.
If it's all like greasy with
lube, dude, yeah, just rub your face on it. Why is this so...
Wicked smart, wicked cool, wicked fucking stupid, whatever the fuck. Something wicked.
I'm baking like a toasted cheese. It's so hot here.
My boy's wicked smart.
Because the boy is hotter than hot. He's hot, hot, hot.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Fuck, Kevin. Another week, another podcast. Wicked hot, Kevin and John. Except this time, we are joined by two friends from our favorite horror podcast, The Final Boys, Matt and Dustin.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
We went hacks on Jim Duggan.
For some reason, that just worked.
Yeah, guys. I mean, it's awesome having you on here. I'm really happy that we were able to get a collab episode for a pretty special event. At least what I hear is a pretty special event in the horror community.
It only comes around like 5 times a year.
That seems way like...
I feel like it's been a couple times this year already.
It's been at least one other time, I think.
I think it was just once in April because I texted you about it and I was like, but it's already coming up, so let's just do it for July.
Yeah, fuck it. It's too soon to coordinate anything.
Yeah. It's like, do you ever get those times where you make plans way too far in advance and then you just quit on them? Like,
that's the worst.
It's all you do is convince your...
I mean, honestly, every time Dustin wants to, like, he's like, dude, you want to hang out? I'm like, fuck this guy.
Yeah, right. He's like, just too perfect. He waits by his phone.
I do wait
by
my phone. I'm like, Dustin, text me. Oh, my God. Okay, so, you know, my relationship with Dustin is I wait for him to text me. Mm-hmm. And then when he texts me, I'm like, all excited. And I give him this, like, thoughtful fucking answer. And then his answers are like,
okay.
Wait, really?
Yeah, you're like a shitty girlfriend, dude.
Is it okay or is it just K? Is it okay or is it K?
Sometimes
K.
Just K.
Oh.
Or a smiley face out of nowhere.
What, dude, how are you lazy to just not type in the O?
I'll send Matt a smiley face and I'll be like, sorry, that was for Kim.
Yeah.
I meant to text Kim.
He's texted his girlfriend, but he replies to me. He's like, hey, babe, sorry, I'm over Matt's right now. And I'm like, yeah, no shit. You're fucking next to me, dude. He's done it twice now.
Hey, babe.
So... Yeah.
Oh, man.
I wanted
to kind of talk to you guys about, like, obviously your hard podcast. And I listened to your most recent episode this morning, actually, about Downrange, the movie.
Nice.
Yeah, that movie.
And I got to say, I learned a lot about you guys from your 15 episodes, right? 15 that you guys have thus far. And
I'm like afraid of what he's gonna say right now.
Okay, no, it's a good thing. So Matt, at least I gather from you guys have like an interesting mix because Dustin is very much in tune with the modern horror.
Yeah,
and Matt, you're very much like cult. Like I think you and I, no offense, Dustin, but I don't like you. Matt and I are much more on the same level.
No offense, but you're an asshole.
But like, I mean, I'm very much a monster movie, like slasher. Also, a big fan of Godzilla.
Yeah, dude.
And Dustin, you seem to, and this blew my mind that you've never seen a Jason movie, a Friday the 13th movie.
See, I've seen them.
Well,
you guys put me on blast. I saw up until like the third one.
Okay, fine. Up to like the third one.
There are 12.
Oh, no, it's Nightmare. I'm sorry.
Missing so many of them.
Nightmare on Elm Street. Nightmare on Elm Street. You've never seen.
I have not seen. Which I get those confused all the time.
Bananas, though,
too.
Because like your girlfriend loves Nightmare on Elm Street, though, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Kim, that's one thing I got from Kim is like she loves Freddy Krueger, like Nightmare on Elm Street. And I just, for some reason, assumed that like Dustin would be super into it. I don't know why.
I thought that as well.
I thought that as well. I was sorely disappointed.
Before he goes to bed.
Well, he has zero excuses because he has my collection.
Somewhere. Oh, I do. Watch it. It's actually in my backpack right now.
Just watch it when you get a chance. Like, watch one, watch three, skip two. I'm kidding. Watch
two. Which one has Johnny Depp in it?
Johnny Depp's the first one.
Oh, cool.
Yes. That's where you get to see Johnny Depp die.
So you got just, you know, kind of for people that listen to Wicked Hot that don't listen to the Final Boys, like, kind of give me. Like what's next for you guys? Like, what are you? Because I know you guys been doing like the movie reviews, and you guys have like the listener stories, and the Urban Myth episodes, which I personally am a huge fucking fan. I also like, as far as like movie review podcasts go, like I've never seen. Oh, I've seen some of the movies you talk about, but for the most part, I haven't seen any of them, and it's kind of not well. That's not a negative. It's kind of nice to.
It's a good thing. It's probably a good thing you haven't seen half the movies.
Yeah, some of them are really bad. Really.
No,
bad.
No, no. And I get that, but I mean, like, as far as like you kind of do the legwork for me. Like, you suffer for all of us. That's why I got to thank the Final Boys for.
I mean, honestly, what you guys just said, and what a lot of people, like a lot of our friends and listeners, have said. The lore episodes, the ones that we have like fact and fiction, those are fun. The lore ones, the user stories, people seem to like that more. And like, I totally get it. I kind of sort of hate listening to other people talk about movies, but I like talking about movies. So, I'm not trying to like toot my own horn. I fucking hate myself. I'm a self-loathing piece of shit.
He is a piece of shit.
Yeah, I'm a piece of shit. So I hate hearing myself and editing and stuff, but I actually really, really like the ones that challenge me. And so when it comes to what's next, I think both Dustin and I can agree that like anything that's fact and fiction or lore based, where we both get like nerd boners for like immediately, because it's us getting to sit down and actually do research. And it's fun coming together being like, holy fuck, did you know this? And then we go back and forth and riff on it.
The learning aspect is awesome, because like that's something that most people won't really go out of their way to look up. Like normal history things, I feel like when you're sitting on the toilet taking a shit on Wikipedia, you're like, oh, what does this article lead to? Whereas for horror things, that's just something that just doesn't pop in, at least for me. I mean, you know, I'm not huge horror guy like you guys, but you know, you kind of do like the legwork for like things that people normally wouldn't think up of to search.
Awesome. Well, thanks. I think when I wake up in the morning, I do.
No, that wasn't a compliment. I was like, you guys think of things. No, and everything.
Well, fine. You guys think of shit I don't want to know about.
A hard fuck you real quick. So you're suddenly, you know that. I was like warming up for it. Well, I'm going to take it as a compliment.
Take it as a compliment.
When I wake up in the morning, dude, like I will honestly check like a little bit of Twitter. I don't tweet that much. And then like Bloody Disgusting. And then Reddit Horror and stuff, just to kind of like stay up on the news. But when it comes to like the macabre, the evil and the fun and the spooky occult shit, it seriously does something for me that I've never really had that experience. Like true crime and like the occult stuff is just like, it tickles my fancy in a weird way, where when I was a kid, I wasn't like super duper into it. Like, to be quite honest with you guys, I was fucking terrified of Halloween, the holiday.
Really?
Like the holiday scared the shit out of me until I was like five, maybe.
Oh, okay. I was thinking for a larger age. I'm like, dude, me too. I'm still afraid. And then and then you said five. I was like, okay, maybe I'm just going to keep that to myself. But I didn't, because I just said it right now. That's fine.
I think like five or six. But that actually like stems from my mother. Like, she's like terrified of fucking everything. Like, I don't know if I've ever told Dustin the story, but dude, I love horror so much that I learned that my mother saw The Exorcist originally when it was in theaters with my brother, when she was pregnant with him. Okay. And so she was like, swore this off. Like, I hate horror films. Halloween's terrifying. And so she tried to push that on all of her kids. Like, it's the worst. Horror and Halloween are the worst things ever. And so she refused to watch The Exorcist. Me, fucking 9-year-old kid, see The Exorcist. I'm like, this is fucking sick, dude. Look at all that pea soup. Just crawling upside down. I was in love with it. I thought it was fucking sweet.
I'm so hungry.
Dude, I love pea soup. Not good. So it was awesome. And then so what I've tried doing over the last few years is I always try to trick my mother into watching The Exorcist now. And nice. So
Have you been successful?
Last Christmas, I was successful because the
it's
intro
a great Christmas miracle.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Dude, the intro to it is, it's not scary at all. They're in fucking what, Egypt, I believe, and they're like digging for artifacts and whatnot. And she's like, "Oh, this looks really familiar. Have I seen this?" I'm like, "No, Ma, it's just old cult film that you probably never heard of it." And then they fucking show the family, and she just lost her tits, dude. Just done with it. Oh, so, wow. She, right there, once she saw the family, like the first shot of them, she like stormed out of the room and started screaming. I'm like, "It's not that bad."
Oh my god!
Merry Christmas.
This is my Christmas present to you.
So, yes, Merry Christmas.
This is like explaining like Jurassic Park to someone who's never watched and be like, "No. Like, it's just about these paleontologists, and they come in contact with dinosaurs, and the beginning, you know, they're digging." At the, you know, assuming they didn't see like the very, very, very beginning, but they're digging up the bones. And then next thing you know, people are getting like ripped apart by velociraptors. So very huge, like tonal shift.
Yeah.
So I guess before we begin, I wanted
to. This is the longest intro in history.
No, is. I know. Well, I just wanted to get, you know, I just wanted to interview you guys and kind of allow people to understand who you guys are, and obviously this week we're doing Friday the 13th. It is Friday the 13th, assuming you're listening to this on Friday. And we're gonna be talking about the lore behind Friday the 13th, the holiday, as well as Jason Voorhees and the movies Friday the 13th, as how they progressed through time, because there are fucking 12 of these movies, which is insane.
There's absolutely.
And they're perfect.
I do want to pose this question to you guys. Can we talk about how serial killers have serious mommy issues in movies?
Like
Jason,
it's always the
Michael
go-to.
Myers, yeah. Norman Bates is like
Norman
that.
Norman Bates.
I mean,
all of them.
Does Freddy have a mommy issue? I've
I'm
never
trying
seen
to think.
Movie,
I don't think
so
he does. I don't think he does.
No,
I
think
he has
they
a kitty raping issue. That's
that I was just gonna say.
Yeah,
very close. Fucking kids. That's his problem. Yeah, and then he gets killed by the parents. He's got some issues. I think that just stems from actual history, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
real
like,
life. I mean,
real life, like true crime. If you look into serial killers and murder, like most of these individuals usually have, mom issues and then head trauma. Those are the two things that stand out.
Yeah, mom issues and head trauma for sure.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I think that's kind of where the horror tropes come from. You know.
No, absolutely. All right, cool, guys. Well, let's get into Friday the 13th, lore and history on Jason Voorhees and the movies, starting in 3, 2, 1, get into it.
Okay, so there are some like interesting phobias when it comes to Friday the 13th in general, and I'm going to totally butcher these words. Usually this is Dustin's job.
To butcher words?
He's like the king of pronunciation. I just like, I'm fucking so bad at this. But the fear of the number 13 has its own term. It's called triskaidekaphobia, and that
nailed
is the fear of the number 13.
Wow.
There is also a fear of
the number
Friday.
Seven.
No, well, maybe.
There's
there
a fear
be,
of
but...
Fridays? Who the fuck fears Fridays?
There's a fear of Friday the 13th.
Fucking fascist.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Yeah, I was going to say Bill Lumberg.
Bill Lumberg. Exactly. I'm going to need you to come in here Saturday.
Dykophobia?
What's
triskaidekaphobia?
Triskaidekaphobia, yes. That is the fear of the number 13. The fear of Friday the 13th is the hardest thing I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. Periskaidekaphobia. That's exactly what it says.
Periskaidekaphobia.
Nailed it. Nice.
That was good, dude.
Fuck. Yeah, you can only do it once. It's like a once-in-a-lifetime word.
You can chew, man.
It can only be uttered once.
Can only say it once. Well, here's the interesting part. It was coined by Dr. Donald Dossey. He's the founder of the Stress Management Center and Phobia Institute, North Carolina. And he joked that in an interview with National Geographic that once you master the pronunciation of that word, your phobia will be cured because it's so fucking hard to say.
Mm-hmm. And earlier you laughed about the fear of Friday or fear of Friday the 13th, but Dossey and his center actually estimates $800 million is lost every Friday the 13th due to people not wanting to go out, travel, or even like work.
That's ridiculous.
$800 million. That was
no
in 2004. So
that sounds like a Trump fact.
Yeah, we're going to save $800 million.
Yeah.
$800 million.
No, million. You have to say it that way. A million.
Yes! It's Friday night, guys.
Well, if you think that's so far-fetched, why do you think that most buildings, hotels, and hospitals don't have a 13th floor?
Exactly. The fear of the number 13 can be traced back to Norse mythology and biblical theology. So 12 gods were having a dinner party in Valhalla, their heaven. In walked the uninvited 13th guest, the mischievous Loki. Once there, Loki arranged for Hodor, the blind god of darkness, to shoot Baldur the
Hodor.
Beautiful.
Hodor? Wait.
Hodor? Hodor.
Like hold Hodor. The door, Hodor?
Hodor.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah. Hodor. Okay. Yeah, that guy. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, he arranged for Hodor, the blind god of darkness, to shoot Baldur the Beautiful, the god of joy and gladness, with a mistletoe-tipped arrow killing him. Spoilers if you guys played God of War, because there's fucking mistletoe arrows in that game.
Wait, really?
Oh, god fuck. Damn it. I don't even have a PlayStation.
No, I'm playing God of War, you son of a bitch.
Let's do this. So some speculate the superstition of Friday the 13th could have started in biblical times during Jesus' Last Supper. Jesus and 12 of his apostles sit down on a Thursday for Jesus' Last Supper before his crucifixion, knowing that one of his apostles has betrayed him.
Wait, but then that'll make it 11. Oh, wait, what?
No, what the fuck are you talking about, man?
Judas!
Well, you said there's 12 apostles, and then Judas is, he's the 12th.
13th. He's the 13th.
No, well, okay, Jesus and his
wait,
12,
it's 12
apostles.
Yeah, 12 okay, apostles okay. And Jesus. And the
okay, I didn't know Judas, yeah, was the 13th. Then that would have changed things. Yeah.
Well, yeah, no.
Fucking game changer.
I guess he's the 12th apostle.
Yeah.
But he's the 13th guest.
He's the 13th
including
guest.
Including Jesus.
Exactly. And ooh, Jesus you know was crucified on a Friday because of Judas.
All right. So Matt brings up some pretty cool points about the 13, why that's unlucky. In Christian theology, it's surrounded by tragic events that happen on a Friday. Many Christians believe that the day that Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit was on a Friday. Did you know that?
I did not know.
They were looking forward to the weekend.
So maybe that's why they also know the Friday is good. So it's not a bad Friday like the other ones.
Oh, clever girl.
Oh, yeah. You're right. They're taking Friday back, I guess.
Yeah, they're taking it back.
Did you also know that Christians believe that the great flood happened on a Friday?
I did not know that. No.
Let's stop talking about what the Christians think. And let's talk about what the historians think.
Yes, I like the historians. They usually have it right.
Historians believe that the Christians' fear of Friday stem from the pagan religion. Friday is named after Frigg, the Norse god of love and sex.
I thought you were going to say sodomy.
12 years old.
Yes.
No, love and sodomy.
Friday is named after Frigg, the Norse goddess of love and sex. This is a strong female character that opposed a threat to the mostly male-led churches of Christianity. So they labeled her a witch and vilified the day named after her. Historians also believe why Christians consider the number 13 to be unholy is because it stems from the 12 witches needed to conjure the devil, which would be the 13th.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that was a known thing. Who made that up?
Wait, what do you mean who made that up?
Like, who says that it takes 13 witches to bring the devil?
No, it takes four. No. It takes 12 witches to conjure the devil.
So the 13th is just kind of like there.
13th is the devil.
Yeah, so it takes 12 witches to conjure
the devil. Oh, okay. Again, with the number 12. I feel like they really got stuck on this number. And then
why isn't
like...
it the 12th of anything?
I feel like even numbers.
Like everything has to do with the 12th, and the 13th is just like, this asshole is also involved in this. So like that, I guess that makes 13.
Yeah. That's how it is. That's
I feel like it's always just like the extra asshole is the one that ruins the party. Like, oh, you're a god. Oh, you're an apostle. Oh, you're a witch. Oh, but you're the 13th. We don't have fucking plates for chairs for you, dude. What the hell?
Exactly. Who has a dinner? Fucking table that that's 13 people?
Who are you gonna sit across from? Who are you gonna sit across from? No one. You're gonna fucking stare into the wall like you're eating Chipotle by yourself, you piece of shit.
Wow, Matt, that
I do this all the time.
It seems like you pulled deep for that. Did that happen to you, buddy?
I eat at Chipotle all the time.
Did you want to talk about something?
No, man. I just stare at the wall.
Oh god.
So I think that's why it's just like an uninvited guest. It's like you're throwing this whole rhythm off, you're an extra person. where you're going to sit, asshole. That's where I'm getting from.
I can relate with that, yes.
Everything kind of related back to, you know, bread and food, essentially. That was like wealth. So, you know, it's like, oh,
right. So the 13th person is just that dick.
Yeah. Thanks, asshole.
Thanks.
But, you know, in our research, we actually found a bunch of true horrific events that occurred on Friday the 13th. So we kind of want to share with you guys. Yeah, dude. So we're just going to riff a couple of these and see how you guys feel about them. So on Friday, October 13th, 1307, King Philip IV of France burned the revered Knights of the Templar at the stake, marking this day as pure evil.
Wasn't that like the first like Friday the 13th?
That is event? The first Friday the 13th event. Yes.
Exactly. Okay. Okay. I mean, that's going for like two, though. 13th, 13th, like 1307. That's... They really should have. He should know. He should have really waited, though. Like, that's bad on him for not waiting the 6 years. Well, the 6 years, but that's fine.
Friday the 13th, 13th. Come on, asshole, King Philip. I don't think you live another 6 years, guys.
That's true. That's a good point. That's a good point.
I don't know the history of King Philip.
He was like, fuck, I'm not going to make it. Let's just do it now.
In January of 1939, wildfire spreads near the town or the province of Victoria, Australia, wiping out 75% of the population.
Oh, shit,
in the province?
Dark.
Yes, that's very dark. So that's 1939, January of 1939. The day with the biggest body count, over 30 people that died in the fire, was Friday, January 13th, 1939.
Whoa. Wow, that's crazy. That
coincidence?
I don't believe in coincidences. That's all. Just
everything is
that.
Fact. You only believe in fact. Hard everything here fact. Is fact.
That's kind of crazy, though. Like, for something that people fear, it took like fucking I guess what 700 years before the next event would happen.
Yeah,
I mean, that much like more
30 years
that
later.
Much more scary.
Yeah, I mean,
well, we are in our research, we are leaving out some events that have happened in between.
Prior. Okay
there are like murders and stuff that I left out any murder that happened on Friday the 13th because murders are like
super
planned
and they're also super common on it
and they're right. Yeah, and they're common. Yeah, so it's like
right.
It's if a murder happened on Friday the 13th, I kind of left that out only because
that well, makes murders sense. Are into theatrics, yeah. Right,
that so, makes sense.
That would
it's
make
like
sense.
Yeah, I mean, if I was gonna go, you know, 13th. Kill my neighbor, I would kill him on Friday the 13th.
Yeah. Right, you have to. Looks it's like almost like an obligation. It's really an obligation for a murderer to kill someone on Friday the 13th.
Yeah,
like if you're
like,
not
so, you know, hanging out next weekend, right? Yeah, deep. I mean, if like, let's say, like, you know, it's Friday the 13th or whatever, and you're hanging out with your buddy and you drink too much, like, I just want
to
kill him.
Would be a good day to
do
it.
Day. Yeah.
I'd be honored to be murdered by you on Friday. The
I don't want to murder buddy. Anyone. I'm all about hugs and kisses, bro.
You can hug me to death.
All right. I'll kiss you.
You can hug and kiss me to death. Edit that out.
Yes. So, in November of 1970, the deadliest tropical cyclone in recorded history hit the coast of Bangladesh. Only three people perished in this natural disaster, but left the entire nation homeless. That was, of course, on a Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm. That, and that's the deadliest tropical cyclone
ever
in recorded history.
Yeah.
Fuck. It's a dick move for a storm to make everyone homeless.
Oh.
I feel like you just kill them. Like, that's like a slow death.
And yeah, you lose everything.
And so the storm started on the 3rd, but ended on the 13th.
That's crazy.
October 13th, 1972. I know that you guys are very familiar with this.
I'm not, but
I know it like the back of my fucking hand.
Yeah, right. And like you'd say, a plane flying from Paris to Moscow crashes. All 200 passengers and crew died. That wouldn't be that weird. I mean, it is kind of modern planes at this point, so that is a little weird. That same day, a flight carrying the Uruguayan rugby team, staff, and families goes down in the Andes Mountains in South Africa. I got it. I had it that time. Andes Mountains. Right?
You got it.
Yeah. We need a ding for what's every a, good pronunciation.
What's all the hubbub?
The hubbub?
Yeah, what's all the hubbub?
We're laughing about Olive Garden. That's
not everyone on the plane died, but those that survived weren't rescued for another 72 days, so the survivors were forced
to feast on the flesh.
To feast on Olive Garden.
Yeah, we're forced into cannibalism to survive.
So they were eating their friends and their family.
Yeah.
You got to do what you got to do. Hey.
That I mean, that's Friday, more October survival 13th. Than like demon work.
Demon work.
Yeah, that's absolutely survival. It's like, what am I going to do? Am I going to fucking die or am I going to kill this little baby over here and eat it?
Well, I don't think they even killed him. I'm pretty sure they're already frozen. So it was like eating like a frozen like chicken nugget. Dead.
Oh, it's like a meat popsicle, dude. Oh, that's my cool. God.
A meat popsicle. Mm. They should have flavors, meat popsicles. I think I'd get behind that.
September 7, 1996, in Las Vegas, a white Cadillac pulled up alongside rapper Tupac Shakur and opened fire. The rapper died on Friday the 13th.
Did he also have 13 bullet holes? Because that would have been crazy.
I
would have been 100% a believer at this point. I'm like, no, it's real.
12 bullet holes, duh.
Yeah, and the 13th was...
right in his dick.
I mean, again, I feel like this kind of falls under the murder thing, though. You know,
he was shot and supposed to be murdered on the 7th, but didn't die until the 13th. That's why
damn,
I left that in there. And
he plus, lasted I wanted street six cred. Days.
Unless the murderers. Yeah, we're playing the long game. They're like, we know based on how we're gonna hit him, he'll have about fucking 6 days.
He'll have
to
6 days
live.
To live. Six,
and
yeah, 6 day bullets.
Bullets.
So we have some honorable mentions that have to do with Friday the 13th, of course. One of the most influential horror filmmakers of all time. Alfred Hitchcock was born on August 13th, 1899, which was a Friday the 13th.
Damn, 1899. What's your favorite Hitchcock movie? Everybody.
Okay. Birds. Psycho.
Birds.
Yeah, I guess
mine's Birds.
Birds is awesome.
I love Birds.
The Birds is fucking awesome.
Wait, was Rear Window Alfred Hitchcock?
I don't think I've actually ever seen that, dude.
It's like a better version of Disturbia. Disturbia is Rear Window.
Disturbia with Shia LaBeouf?
Correct. That is Rear Window. That is literally, it's Hitchcock, like,
it is,
beat
for
beat.
It's a Hitchcock
Rear
movie.
Yep. Yeah, so I'll go Rear Window on that one.
I actually that's really enjoyed Disturbia.
Yeah, then you...
can I say that?
No, you can. No, you can. It's not a bad movie. It's enjoyable. But then I saw Rear Window. I was like, oh shit, this is literally Disturbia just ripped this off. So...
with the whole house arrest thing, they had that back
then?
Well,
he had a cast, and he was in a wheelchair.
Oh, when he couldn't leave his house because he had a fucking cast?
Well, he lived in an apartment that had no elevators, which, if you live in New York City, that's every fucking apartment building.
Okay, point taken,
Unless you're like one of those rich, fancy folks.
Where the elevator opens, like, into your fucking house?
Yeah, I would never trust that, by the way.
I wouldn't either. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, I feel like you can easily hack the elevator to get you to the floor you want to get to.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, cool, guys. Thanks for listening.
Bye, everybody.
Good. Good riff, bye, guys. Right. Good riff.
Later, guys. That was a good riff track. So we'll just pack our shit up here. I got a bunch of, foodie.
Yeah, sorry. I know. This is where we're interrupting too much. So just
funny. Interrupt I think it's
us.
Really funny.
Yeah, no, definitely interrupt us. So, speaking of New York, Dustin.
Yeah, another honorable mention happened to Daz Baxter of New York. He was so fearful of Friday the 13th, he chose to stay in bed where he believed he'd be safest. However, in a twist of fate, Baxter was killed.
Like a
fucking
bitch.
Baxter was killed when the floor of his apartment block Baxter was killed when the floor of his apartment block collapsed.
Okay.
That day on August 13th, 1976.
Wow, that's bad
luck.
Which
was a Friday.
That's some bad luck right there.
Yeah, I'm now convinced I'm not looking forward to releasing this episode today.
Hey, you're the one that's I'm the one that has to edit this shit. I'm going to be
that's
sitting
true.
There on Friday the or Thursday the 12th.
Friday the 12th, I hope.
Friday the 12th. Trying to edit this shit.
Like, we missed it. Yeah. We're like, oh, actually, it's Friday the 12th. Damn it.
Whoops.
Oh, that'd be okay, so obviously we don't want you to die, but like, what if it's like Thursday, it's Thursday the 12th, and you're sitting there, and you've been editing for so long, and you just finally snap, dude, and then you start killing people. And guess what? Your final murder strikes at midnight, Friday the 13th.
If it happens, it happens.
Fucking episode, boys. We're rich.
Yeah.
Well, when it comes to Friday the 13th, guys, we have like some references for pop culture here.
Sweet.
And you know, one's a little bit more, I guess, newish and common. But so I'm going to go ahead and just talk about this one. The $13 tattoo for Friday the 13th. So every Friday the 13th, most local tattoo shops do that special now, which is kind of cool. I don't know if you guys have seen that, but there's always a fucking huge line.
Oh yeah,
to do it at some shops. Like the better the shop, obviously, the longer the line. But it's usually they have flash tattoos that have to do with like the occult, the macabre, and anything that's spooky related, really. I've seen them be like little knives, little blood covered knives, jack o' lanterns, ghosts, the number 13, all sorts of stuff, coffins. And it's pretty common nowadays. Like I was thinking like, hey, maybe I should go wait in line this Friday the 13th. And then I realized, fuck that, I can afford a normal tattoo.
Okay, yeah. So as someone that does not and could probably never pull off a tattoo.
Same.
What is a $13 tattoo?
What does a $13 tattoo look like?
Is it any tattoo that it's $13 or am I just reading?
Like, can I get an eagle on my back as $13?
Yes.
Because in that case, sign me the fuck up.
I will gladly draw an eagle on your back for $13.
You won't like it.
You're not going to like it. You'll do it. And you have to shave your own back. Yeah, so the $13 tattoos are usually flash tattoos, and they're roughly, depends on the shop, but they're roughly 1 to 2 inches tops. Yeah. They're usually very, very small, usually monotone, normally don't have color, because you have to think they have to pump these out. So, for example, here in Phoenix, there's Golden Rule Tattoo. There's two shops, but the downtown one I drive past all the time on Friday the 13th, and it's always fucking slammed. I'm talking like probably over 100 people in line, and they open up like 9 a.m. and then all the way until they close, there's people in line still. Damn. Because they have to just pump, you know, hundreds of people through, and you have to have them sign the waivers, prep the skin, actually tattoo, teach them about aftercare. And even though they're like 1 to 2 inch tattoos, it's like going to be time consuming for every artist. So they just do like a sheet usually for every shop that has like, hey, here's 10 designs you can choose from. That's it. We'll only do it on your arms or on your legs, nowhere else. So they can just...
Would it hurt to get a tattoo right here?
Yes, it would.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's pre-approved. Like they pick out the things, right?
Exactly. And like I have seen shops in the past, though, that I wouldn't say are hurting for business, but some have been, they've been like, hey, we're offering this size tattoo. As long as you tell the artist what you want, we'll try and recreate it. Mm-hmm. That's really rare, but normally busy shops have a flash sheet that you just choose off.
Yeah, busy shops will have a flash sheet, and then like the shops that don't get as much business will do like tattoos the size of like a quarter or a half dollar.
That's fucking small.
That's perfect. Yeah, they're tiny.
Yeah, so at that point, it's like, what can you really come up with that they?
But tattoos are pricey. It's not like $13 gets you a fucking eagle on your back.
No,
you're really hung up on this eagle on your back.
I think this is something you need to get
done. I really want to know about this.
Also, in pop culture, I guess there was this movie that was made in the 80s that was titled Friday the 13th. I don't know too much about it, though.
So, guys, normally I ask Kevin a last-minute question before we close things up. And I think we're going to ask this to most people, but we're going to do a horror-themed, obviously, for you guys. Who would win in a fight? Laurie Strode from Halloween, Ginny Field from Friday the 13th Part 2, or, and I'm going to throw this because I still consider it a horror movie, Ellen Ripley from Alien.
Dude, this is super weird that you just asked us this question. We literally asked people this at Phoenix Comic Fest. We were like, we had this written down, who is the ultimate final girl and why is it either Laurie Strode or Ripley? That was what we asked.
Oh, fuck. I did not listen to that, so my bad on that.
So, no, we actually didn't.
Yeah, we cut those out.
We cut some of those out. So, yeah, oh, no, really? Fine.
Oh, you're, that's fucking hilarious.
No, I just think it's funny that you're asking that. It's fucking Ripley for me, dude. I'm sorry.
Strode for me.
Dude, like,
I'm not saying, like, Ripley, though. Like, we can't count, like, aliens and Alien Resurrection. Because she gets superpowers, basically, at that point.
Yeah, no, I'm just counting Alien.
Okay, yeah.
I just think that she's still, like, she... In Alien, there's fucking one alien on board. She still survives the whole thing, and she's still, like... a super tough human being that like endures all this, all the trauma.
Yeah, and she's also like a Marine, right?
Well, I mean, she just, here's the thing. She wakes up from this nap. She's not a Marine. She wakes up from this nap. They're on the Nostromo, and it's like, she still survives out of the entire fucking crew because she outsmarted the alien.
Yeah, but just being on the Nostromo qualifies her as being someone that's like, or can and able to withstand space, right?
Yes, well, but it's not like a military. They're not military.
Have to like go through certain training and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm going to change mine. I'm going to go to Ripley too.
Kevin,
definitely Ripley.
Yeah, I can't. I don't. I wanted to kind of play devil's advocate, but yeah. I mean,
Laura Ripley. Strode in the new movie seems pretty badass, or like the upcoming Blumhouse film seems pretty
I'm
badass.
So looking forward to that movie.
I survive, but she knows how to survive. Like. What's here on Earth? Ripley seems to know how to survive in space. And I think surviving in space is hard. I'd argue that it's harder to survive in space than it is to survive on Earth.
Go
for it, Kevin.
I wish we would have gotten the Neil Blomkamp alien movie with Ripley like reprising the role. Obviously, because I love Neil Blomkamp, but I wish we would have gotten that role like later on in her life, because we're kind of getting that with Laurie Strode with the Friday the 13th series.
Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like she's this hardened hero that's been through some shit 40 fucking years later, and it's still haunting her, you know?
Yeah, I wish we had that with Ripley, because the last thing we have is, obviously, aliens.
I'm just going to say, you guys are very much overlooking Ginny Field, because she's the only final girl that doesn't have some bullshit happen to her at the end of a Friday the 13th movie, and she beats the bejesus out of Jason.
I mean, it's pretty cool, but I mean, when it comes to, I'm just thinking like super iconic. When I think of like a badass human being, I immediately think of fucking Ripley, dude. Like just.
Oh, I mean, yes, that's true.
I mean, beating the shit out of a supernatural masked maniac that's a mud person at this point is pretty fucking cool. But yeah, I don't know, man. Ripley survives a fucking alien that has two mouths and bleeds acid. It's fucking sweet.
That's true. Do you think the alien could kill Jason? I don't even think the alien could kill
Heartbeat.
Jason, though.
Heartbeat. Dude, yeah. He would just... Yeah,
he would melt, but then he would just be retconned, and then he'd come back.
Well, hold on a second. What if the alien mouthed Jason, but Jason also mouthed the alien, then becoming
the alien.
Jalien.
Yeah.
Jalien.
So what if when Jason made out with the alien and was now Jason?
I feel like Jason would still think of like kind of like archaic ways to kill people and not actually use the alien to its advantage. It'd be like the
I'm gonna
alien
go,
with
well,
like
I'm gonna
a with
Jason
a machete.
Then. Scenario of who can kill who.
I also was. I'm on with Jason as well.
Man,
well, the alien has two mouths for Jason to make out with.
You know what's gonna happen? Jason's just gonna fucking twist its head 180 degrees and end story.
Yeah, just that quick spin. Oh, sorry. Yeah. It's dead.
Yeah,
it's gonna do that.
And then it's gonna go back to Camp Crystal Lake and kill more people.
Yeah, dude. Sleeping bag and beat it to death.
All right, yeah. All right, guys. Well, thanks again so much for coming on, because it was
thank you for having us,
dude.
It was a blast to have you guys on. But you guys, make sure to give the Final Boys a subscribe and a 5-star review on iTunes, as well as following them on their. I mean, you guys have anything else to plug? You want to plug some more stuff?
Yeah, we're on social media, on Instagram and Twitter at The Final Boys. And yeah, you can find us, you know, wherever you can find podcasts. We're on Spotify now.
Nice.
We are on iTunes and Stitcher and Google Play and TuneIn.
Every other Monday.
Yeah, yeah.
Sweet.
It's pretty fun, man. We like some spooky shit.
Yeah, yeah, no. I mean, I'm a big fan. I love listening to you guys. I mean, you guys have started to get me more into experiencing horror things, because I'm kind of a bitch when it comes to horror stuff, but you know,
I'm a bitch.
I'm gonna try my best to get more into it. But thanks again everyone for sticking around. If you want to get any more Wicked Hot news and or updates, give us a follow on Twitter and Instagram at Wicked Hot Talk, as well as subscribing to us on iTunes and wherever you guys can find podcasts. Kevin, I don't know if you have anything else, but I think we are set.
Nope. Bye, everybody.
Bye.